A really ironic quote in An Inspector Calls is, "There will be a public scandal, and who here will suffer from that more than I will?" So Mr. Burling is complaining about the consequences of Eva Smith's death, and he's making out that he's going to be the one most affected. Not the dead girl, him. So we would look at the scandal to suggest a problem or an outrage, and then the word suffer, really important here, because it shows that he thinks suffering can also be something in which he doesn't really suffer, but rather he loses his reputation. We would look at the rhetorical question. He's not expecting an answer. He's asking that, basically making a statement, really, isn't he? And then also we'd look at the irony. He's talking about his suffering when they're actually all responsible for Eva's suffering. So he's more concerned again with himself. That shows that capitalist selfish ideology. So this hits the big three, really: class, capitalism, and social responsibility. So this tells us really that Eva's death is insignificant to him. Even after all of this, she's still very, very minuscule to him, and her death in the grand scheme of things is just something that could ruin his life, rather than he be empathetic and understand that a girl is dead and he played a part. It is an inconvenience to him, and he sees it in a very kind of money-oriented way. I'm going to suffer. My reputation is damaged because of this. So again, this money-oriented view is what Priestley is criticising. He wants the audience to pick up on this and see that Burling hasn't changed, and that the inspector's present, while really it rattled Burling, he has not changed. And it shows that the older generation will not change or be very hard to change. And this kind of embedded old-fashioned view that money prevails over all is something that Burling clearly is displaying. And Eva is just collateral damage in that. And even after the inspector's lessons, after that big flourish at the end of the play, Burling still thinks this way.